Welcome to Behind the Cosplay, featuring yours truly, Asuma John. We interview you, the cosplayers, because underneath every cosplay, there's a story. This is not only cosplay, this is Behind the Cosplay. All right, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Cosplay. This is your host, Asuma John. The special guest with me today is actually in the booth. He's like my brother from another mother. Please welcome yours truly all the way from a state that I will not name and a city that I will not state. Kakashi Josh!
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on?
I got a similar name because I put a Naruto character in front of my name, and you did the same. In fact, I would even say that I copied you.
Well, in a way, you might have, but you got to understand something. You can't just go on to, you know, Facebook, YouTube, anything, and you can't use a Naruto name with your name anymore because we took them all.
Oh, you're saying we... Oh, for other people.
Right. Like, oh. They couldn't copy that now. We locked it in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's something to think about.
That's good. Well, what if Naruto doesn't become relevant? You know, it's not a big thing anymore.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
You don't know? Like, it's going to be like a Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon thing?
No, I don't think that would ever happen. I think there's a lot of people out there that that's what kind of got them all started in it. I mean, the majority of people you talk to at one point or another, they did a Naruto cosplay.
Yeah, I would say.
Not a lot of people did Dragon Ball Z, I mean.
I think we should do that, though.
What, Dragon Ball Z?
That'd be cool.
I'd do it.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Kakashi Josh, we met probably 2011.
Yeah, about that.
2011, I think, at... MatsuriCon. I think that was our first con. Was it Ohio?
No, it was OhioCon. It was OhioCon, because we...
Same, yeah. Yeah, and one of the pictures that I have of us drinking will always be etched into my mind forever. Yeah. That was a great night.
Yeah.
And a beautiful start to this friendship. So it is an honor for me to have you amongst me.
Well, awesome, John. It's an honor to be here and to be on your show. You are a very iconic person at this point, and you're a monkey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're gonna talk about some cosplay things.
All right. Okay? Yeah. No, that's fine.
So, I haven't seen you recently, man. What's going on? Where's the cosplay gone? Where's all the cosplays gone? Oh, are you still cosplaying?
No, I still have them.
You still have them?
I still have them.
What cosplays do you have?
Well, let's see. I have about 4,000 different variations of Kakashi.
Mm-hmm.
I have so a few superheroes. The Batman, we did the duo that one time.
Yeah, yeah. Your face, I think your face is, if you go on my page, I think your face is, like, by the crotch of me, like, on the banner for my page. So
by the crotch of you on your banner.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to see him as Batman, you just go to my page and you can see his bat face by my crotch.
I did a couple original concepts for Dungeons and Dragons characters, but never really took off. I had the Toshi, which, you know, nobody knew who I was, but everyone definitely made some guesses. I mean, I had some people come up and say, "Oh, dude, that's an awesome cosplay. I used to watch that show." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, we probably didn't because I made this up." And he's like, "Oh, no, it's for real. Like, you're from episode whatever of this show that I've never heard of." And I Googled it. It didn't look anything like me, but still, it's funny. It is funny to dress as whatever you want because somebody out there is gonna assume you're from a show, and
I've never done that.
You owe it to yourself.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I mean, there's people that do like their own They are P or do role play, and they do their own characters, own original characters from like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Right, and another thing I have to touch on just because it's funny, like people do variations of a character. Like they'll do the formal, you know, dress clothes. They'll do the oh, it's sports day and I'm going out, you know, playing volleyball, whatever. But as Kakashi, it's real easy. You've got the mask and you have the wig. So whatever I wear, if it's a suit, if it's a swimming trunks, no matter what, people are going to know that's Kakashi. But you get your, you know, generic red wig, blue wig character, and they'll be wearing something that's not even close to their, you know, actual whatever they're supposed to be wearing in the anime.
Right.
And you're supposed to guess who the character, and they think that they are that person. They really do, some of these people. So it's like, they want you to be able to know right off the bat who they are. And you don't have a clue.
Right.
You're like, oh, you've got red hair, you're Sakura.
That's like the Gray Full Buster one that I think I did. It's literally just the Sasuke-type hair. Mm-hmm. Short hair, short black anime hair that most male characters have. Spiky. And that's it. There's no even shirt to that cosplay. Huh. So you do like a beach version, and it's like nobody even knows who you are.
Yeah. It helps with the badges, but most people, they don't put, you know, they don't always put the name on the badge. You put whatever you want. I had Abraham Lincoln one year.
That's good.
Yeah. And then shortly after that, the Vampire Hunter Abraham Lincoln came out.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. No.
It's good to have you, man.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be back.
I just feel like I know you, man.
Yeah, I know. That's mutual.
And I want to see you back. I want to see you back.
I want to see you back in person.
Back
in black.
Yeah, back as Kakashi.
Oh, it's Kakashi.
Do you feel like that you're, like, still one with the character? Like,
I know you know
all about it, because you live it, you breathe it, you know? Our names are embedded in the character.
That's a good question, actually. It's been so long since I've put that on, I don't even know, man.
The new mangas, they got, you know, yep. A lot of stuff's happening with his character.
That's true.
You know, maybe you could get back into it and like look at some of the new stuff. You might find a spark in there. You know,
there might be something that brings me back. And he is a staple cosplay for me. I always go back to him, even if it's like the Friday night, whatever. It's something easy and quick, and I've always gone to it. But lately, I don't know. It just seems like everyone's trying to do something new. You know.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, when I first started going to conventions, people were the same character every single convention.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did for a couple years.
Yeah.
That's why our names are the way they are, because we did it more than once.
Yeah, you really were that character. Like, people expected you to be there for photo shoots and everything. But now, everyone has so many cosplays, just because of the, you know, the time frame that they've been doing this, that every day they're changing into a different cosplay.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's making pages now. That's like the cool thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Not only is that, but I see people do their lineups. Cause they post their lineups, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll like have 7 costumes for like 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, oh, Saturday morning, I'm going to do this. Saturday afternoon, I'm doing this. I'm doing a photo shoot Saturday night for this.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not against that.
No, but at the same time, that's what kind of, a lot of that is what kind of got me
just off.
Yeah, in a way. Because I want to go back to the roots, go back to what I enjoyed, which was meeting people, you know, having conversations, sharing memories, whatever, me and you. That's how we met, and we loved it. And like you said, we were Asuma John and Kakashi Josh, and we were that way for many, many conventions. But nowadays, I don't see that anymore. I don't have that, where I'm meeting people and we're having this good time.
Ends up being like, my cosplay is better than yours, or you're not from my anime, then I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. And you've got the drama, just people, you know, So I don't know. I think if we could get a good, you know, community of people together and just kind of revive these things a bit, I might show a little more interest. I might dust off some of the oldies and
I'll come back as awesome, man. I'm ready to go.
Hey, man.
It'd be cool just to get the original group back, or just, heck, man, go remember the raves.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
Full cosplay.
Yeah.
Suits.
No matter. Doing backflips and everything else, man.
B-boy breakdance.
Yep. Now we're old. We're fat.
Yeah.
We smell.
Yeah. We smell good. You smell okay. No, yeah, you smell good.
I mean, you smell good. You smell good.
Thank you.
It's cool. I used your body wash and your shampoo this morning.
So, oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I was wondering what you were using.
Well, I saw them on the windowsill. I didn't bring anything, so I lathered up.
I have the Dove and the Old Spice.
A Dove or Dove?
Dove.
Yeah, you said Dove.
Oh, I did say Dove.
You dove right into that, man. That's a...
Dove, get me started. All right, so... Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to talk with you and to talk with a friend, cosplayer, and what else do you do? Is that all you do?
Yeah, that's it. Nothing else.
You're like not making it at all in life, are you?
No, I'm struggling, man. I've been living on the streets. Refrigerator boxes seem to be my best form of shelter at this point, just because they're larger. I can manipulate the boxes in such a way that, I can create a wind barrier. It provides temporary relief from rain and, harsh weather conditions, animals. It doesn't do much for heat. I don't have air conditioning, but, I get by.
Well, if you ever are washed away, you can come live with me.
I'll do that.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Tasha Josh.
Yes, sir. I'll see you, John.